Central.
On the air, everywhere.
It's time.
Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Call in now to connect.
888-454-2751.
That's 888-454-ASK-1. Outside the U.S. and Canada,
it's 1-919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. And I'm Jenny B from PsychicDilemma.com. And today I'm coming to you live from a wintry day here in Melbourne, Australia, where I'm broadcasting from. It's our winter over here in Aussie land, and I must say we haven't really had much wintry weather at the moment, apart from the weather being a bit cloudy and a bit grey at times. But the sun, can't even speak today, but the sun is still shining throughout our days with our nights being freezing cold. But that's okay, as we can all rug up and keep warm at night. I love our summers over here, as I'm a sand, sea and surf girl. So summer is where I shine. I love the winter too, but give me summer any day, as I love the sun and its warmth. Shortly on tonight's show, I have a guest on with me chatting about superfoods and how we can incorporate them into our everyday diet. But more on that in just a moment. If you're after a free reading tonight, and if you're in the US and Canada, you can call us on 888-454-2751, or you can catch us on the global hotline at 919-341-5615. If you're wanting to connect with me privately, please pop over to my website where my contact details are listed there. My website is psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm there as Psychic Dilemma as well. On tonight's show, I've left my chat rooms open once again. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask myself or my tonight's guest, please do. And I'll see if I can fit it in and answer your questions live on radio tonight. Pop over to my website now and type in your question to us and let's see how we go for time. If not, I'll be in my chat rooms after the show tonight. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer one free question for you all. My website once again is psychicdilemma.com. Just click on live chat, message us your question and let's see what happens. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I've got a guest on with me on tonight's show. But before I bring her in for a chat, let me share a little bit about her. Her name is Angela Council, and she's a naturopath, a nutritionalist, an educator, and a speaker. She specializes in helping working women feel happy and healthy in their everyday lives. We'll be talking about superfoods and how to increase our energy levels naturally. Angela will be sharing some of her hints and tips about superfoods and the recipes that go with them. Angela is also the founder of the Amber Tree Natural Health Center, Secret Mum's Business, and the Amber Tree Wellness TV. Welcome, Angela, to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. How are you?
I'm great, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Lovely to hear you. What's the weather like in Sydney where you're broadcasting from, Angela?
Actually, it's a nice, bright, sunny day for a change. We've had lots of rain for the last couple of weeks, but it's actually a nice, really nice day outside today.
Oh, well, lovely. Now, are you up for a few questions tonight, Angela?
I certainly am. I'm ready to go.
You're pumped. Okay. Yeah. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you actually became a naturopath, Angela.
Well, I was working in the finance and IT sector for 17 years, so I was very much in the corporate world. And when I was there, it was a very highly stressful job. And towards the end, I was a consultant. I was working really large projects in some of the telecommunications companies. Mm-hmm. And the stress was just unbelievable. I was trying to fall pregnant and have a baby. I had a miscarriage. And I realized that that wasn't the type of life that I really wanted to be living. Yes, I was earning a lot of money, but the rest of my life was falling apart. So mm-hmm. I decided to take a few months off and just study a little bit. I'd always had an interest in nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I went off to naturopathy school, and within 1 month of studying some study, I was pregnant with my first child.
Wow.
Then I continued mm-hmm. studying. I went on and I had another child. I never ever went back to corporate work, and I've now been a naturopath for 8 years and my children are growing up nice and well. But the big thing I learned was that the power of being healthy lay with me, and I had to learn more about foods. I had to learn about herbs and what I could do for myself, and then I can actually then help other people, and particularly my children. My children are so healthy because we eat really healthy food.
Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? So that's how you got into being a naturopath.
Yes. Big difference from that corporate world.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that aren't eating a healthy diet and aren't getting into things that they should be. I'm one of them. I'm a little bit guilty too. But you're going to talk about superfoods today. What actually is a superfood for those out there that don't know?
All foods that come from nature are superfoods, but there is a specific class of foods which are called superfoods. And they're defined as superfoods because they're really high in nutrients. So they have lots of vitamins in them, they have lots of minerals in them, and they have what we call phytonutrients. Now, phytonutrients are chemicals that are found in plants that are very protective for the plant, but they're also very protective for our body. For example, when the plants have to protect themselves against insects, they release phytonutrients. Those phytonutrients are great for our immune system. So these superfoods are full of all of these type of chemicals, antioxidants, and all of nutrients. And when you eat superfoods, you don't need to eat a lot of them to get lots of different nutrients. So that's why they're considered to be superfoods, because you just basically, it's like taking a multivitamin just in a small bit of healthy food.
Okay. Now, speaking of multivitamins, I don't eat properly. I run around and do lots of things, and I have my little tablets here of superfoods. And in those tablets, you've got things like spirulina, you've got alfalfa, organic marine plant minerals. Is that kind of like a substitute for superfoods, or not really, or I should be eating a bit better, I guess?
Well, ideally you'd be eating the food. But when you can't eat the food, taking supplements are okay. You just need to really look at the quality of your supplements, because sometimes some of these supplements are full of synthetic ingredients, and sometimes they can actually cause more damage than what they're actually supposed to be preventing. So a lot of it's to do with the quality, and generally you pay for what you get when it comes to supplements. But, you know, having supplements that have got your spirulinas and all that in it, they're great if you don't have the time to eat the real food. But ideally, the real food's always the best thing to eat.
Exactly, the real food. Now, tell us what some of the superfoods are, Angela, and how we can incorporate them into our everyday diets.
Okay, so do you want the good news?
Oh, I want the good news first, of course.
Okay. My favourite superfood is raw chocolate.
Oh, look, I'm in too. Yeah, tell us about that.
So raw chocolate, otherwise known as cacao. Now, this is 100% chocolate. It's not the commercial stuff that you get in the supermarkets. This is the real deal. It is a true superfood. It is full of antioxidants. It's high in magnesium, which is good for blood sugar regulation, reduces cramps, great for menstrual cramping, great for your heart. It's also high in iron. It's got chromium in it, and chromium is one of the key nutrients we require to regulate our blood sugar levels. It's got vitamin C in it. It's full of healthy fats. And there's also compounds in it that actually help to trigger weight loss, which is really good.
That's always good to know.
And help you feel good. So it improves your mood. So all those great nutrients are all in raw cacao. And then when you mix it with my next favorite superfood, which is coconut oil in particular, you can make your own chocolates. And I'll give you a recipe for that in 2 seconds when I tell you about coconut.
Right. Okay.
So coconut's had a really bad name. People say it's high in saturated fats. It is high in saturated fats, but it's healthy saturated fats. It actually burns fat fast. So it's really great if you're trying to lose weight. Coconut water, which is found inside the coconut, is really high in electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, and traditionally was used to actually help get rid of gut infections. So when you had, you know, tummy bugs and things like that, coconut water is really good for that because it's antibacterial. And then when you get the oils, as I said, they actually burn up fat because they've got it's got things called medium chain fatty acids in it, which actually burn up more energy than they give you. So eating coconut oil does not make you fat. It actually helps you lose weight.
That's just a myth then, Angela, makes you fat.
It is. Well, it comes from, in the past, there was a particular product around which was hydrogenated coconut oil. So it wasn't real coconut oil. It was sold under the name of COFA. And that was actually a chemically changed coconut oil. And anything that is hydrogenated is not healthy for us because it damages our cells. But coconut oil, as it comes out of the coconut and what you buy these days in your health food stores and that, quite healthy for you. And you should be eating it.
What about the coconut water that you see in supermarkets? They sell here in Melbourne. I don't know if you have that in Sydney or if they have that in the US. It's water with coconut in it. Is that generated or is that natural stuff? I'm not sure how that all works.
Most of it, once again, you have to look at it because it should be coconut water. So it should actually be the water that's come out of the coconut. So if it is real 100% coconut water, really, really healthy for you. But you have to just read your labels because a lot of them add sugar. Coconut water is not that sweet. So if you're drinking a coconut water that's sweet, it's got sugar added. So it's just about looking at your labels. And, you can get a lot of them in the Tetra Paks. It's just coconut water and it's really, really healthy for you. And it's great for rehydrating your cells if you're a little bit dehydrated.
Okay. When I was younger, Angela and our listeners, I used to lie in the sun, and this is really naughty, and rub coconut oil all over myself. Now, I'm sure that didn't do any good for me, but I should have been eating it.
Putting it on your skin. Yeah, putting it on your skin is not a bad thing because it's really good for the skin. The actual baking yourself in the sun isn't a great thing to do. So it is really good for your skin. So people that have issues with their skin, with eczema, any type of rashes and things like that, great for children putting on their skin when they have lots of rashes. It's really good for healing. It's antibacterial. So coconut on the skin is fantastic. Just don't go out and soak in the sun for 4 hours and cook yourself.
Well, yes, I will not do that anymore. Now, you're going to give us a recipe for chocolate with cacao and coconut, the superfood.
That's
two of your favorite superfoods.
That is, and it's so easy. You need half a cup of coconut oil, half a cup of cacao powder, which you should be able to get in any health food store, and quarter of a cup of either raw honey, maple syrup or coconut syrup just to sweeten it up. Melt your coconut oil, mix it all together, put it in a tray or in some molds, put it in the freezer for 15 minutes and there you are. You've got some raw chocolate.
Oh, well, that's easy, isn't it?
It's so easy, and I keep mine in the freezer for a couple of reasons. One being when it's in the freezer, my kids can't find it. And two, it does melt very quickly, so you will need to keep it in either the fridge or the freezer. I just like mine really hard and allow it to melt down. But, yeah, it does melt very quickly because coconut oil melts at about 25 degrees. But that is so yummy. Add some peppermint oil if you want, some goji berries, some nuts, and there you've got some fruit and nut chocolate or some mint chocolate or something like that.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, I've got Sally in the chat rooms here saying, what sort of honey should I be putting with the chocolate?
Raw, unprocessed honey, not the commercial honey that you get in the supermarket. So raw, unprocessed honey. So it should be heat treated. I'm not sure in the States if you can get raw honey. I'm sure you probably can. You can get it here in Australia and it's just sold as raw honey.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. I hope that's helped you, Sally, in the chat rooms. Raw honey. I think there's a honey here called Manuka honey. I don't know if that's in the States. Do you know that honey at all, Angela, Manuka?
It's a New Zealand honey and it's a really good honey, very, very high in antibacterial properties. They actually use it for medical purposes as well. But you don't need to be getting – you don't need to get Manuka honey. It can be a little bit more expensive because they've done all the testing on it. Australia has some fantastic local honeys, so some of our bush honeys are really, really good. And I'm sure that over in the States they've got their natural honeys as well that are native to their country. I always believe eating the foods that are native to your country are best for your body.
Yeah, I believe so too. So that's a wonderful sweet one there. Have you got any more sweet ones that you can share with us? Because I've got a sweet tooth.
You got a sweet tooth. Well, we could go into chia.
Chia can be sweet.
It can be sweet or it can be savory. So chia, they look like little poppy seeds, and they come in black or white. And if you remember back to the 70s, if you go back into the dark ages, and we used to have these little terracotta pots that we used to grow hair on. Can you remember
yes,
them?
I remember okay. them, yes.
That was chia grass. So that was actually chia grass. So the seeds are really, really great for you because another superfoods, they're gluten-free because they're a seed. They're really high in fiber.
Yes.
When you put them in water, they swell up and they become like little jelly balls. So that's really great for the gut. Really high in essential fatty acids, so actually higher than some of the fish. So mm-hmm. people take fish oils to get their essential fatty acids. Chia seeds are really, really high in omega-3s. It's really high in protein. It was actually known, it's an ancient seed, so they used to use it a lot in the ancient times to get all their energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete protein. So not many plants are complete proteins in that they have all of the essential amino acids. There are some amino acids that we must get from our diet. Animal products do have them in them, so they have all of them. Not all plants have got them, but chia seeds do. They have all of the amino acids. So just by having chia seeds, you're getting your full range of proteins. Really high in antioxidants. It's actually really high in calcium. So it's got more calcium than milk.
Mm-hmm. Where can we get these chia seeds? I wouldn't have a clue. Health food shops, maybe.
In the supermarket. You can actually get chia seeds these days in the supermarket. They're quite common. They're used a lot in some of the fancier cooking. It's actually becoming very, very more mm-hmm. Normal to actually be having chia seeds. It's a really great food. You can use it as an egg replacement. If you actually just soak your chia seeds and make them into jelly, then you can use that. If you've got an issue with eggs, you just put chia seeds in as an egg replacement in your cooking because it just binds everything together. So it's got iron in it, vitamin C in it, potassium. And these are why these foods are called superfoods, because they've got so much in them.
Mm.
And, a couple of
– Go ahead.
Chia seeds you can throw into anything. So, I put it into my smoothie. You can throw it into muffins. You can throw it into a stir fry. You just throw a spoonful in everything that you eat. And you're getting all these nutrients.
And can you taste the chia seeds? Can you? I've never tried them actually.
They actually don't have much taste. Before I went on air, I'm sitting here eating some almond and chia bread that I made, and it's really, really yummy.
Sounds yummy, doesn't it? Making me hungry, Angela.
There's not much taste, but I'll give you a really quick recipe for a chia pudding, which you can use for dessert or for breakfast. It uses a cup of coconut cream or coconut milk, depending on how thick you want it,
mm-hmm.
quarter of a cup of chia seeds, quarter of a cup of your raw honey or maple syrup again, and then a little bit of vanilla extract. And all you do is mix all those ingredients together really well and just let it sit for a while, because those chia seeds will all swell up and they become really jelly-like, and you just let it sit for – I let mine sit overnight, so I tend to mix mine up at nighttime, and then in the morning I've got it, and you can then add fruit to it. I use coconut cream. If you put coconut cream mm-hmm. in the fridge, it will actually it'll look like cream. It gets very thick when it's in the fridge, so you can just use it like a cream and put that on top, and it's really, really great, as I said, as a breakfast, or you can make it as a really nice dessert. I've done it as mm-hmm. a parfait where we just do different levels of the chia, some fruit, some coconut cream, and just keep layering it, all of that. So there's another sweet one for you.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. I'm going to try that for breakfast tomorrow morning. Now,
good.
With the coconut milk or coconut cream, I see in the supermarkets or see in different shops reduced coconut cream or reduced or light coconut milk. Is there a difference between that and the normal, or
have the real
stuff, is it? The real stuff.
Have the real stuff. When they've got reduced fat, they've removed the fat, and the fat's actually the best part of it. When it mm-hmm. comes to any of these foods that are low fat, light, or whatever, that means they've been chemically changed, because the food was supposed to have the fat in it. And when it's supposed to have the fat in it, there's a reason for that. Nature knows what it's doing. So when we take the fat out, we stop absorption of different nutrients. We change the way that food works in our body. So no matter what you're eating, always have the full food.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we're supposed to eat it.
Yeah,
supposed
to.
Yeah, you don't eat low fat. If you're worried about putting on weight, look at the amount of sugar that you're eating. Don't worry about the fats you're eating. If you're eating healthy fats that come from nature, you'll be fine.
Now, I've got someone else in my chat room, Linda, at the moment, and Linda's asking me to ask you, Angela, with the vanilla extract, do I use that or do I use just the vanilla, the plain vanilla? Because there is a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, and look, if you've got vanilla pods, they're always the best. So just open a vanilla pod and just scrape that through. Not everyone has them in their pantry, so you rather you get the extract rather than the essence. The essence is even more diluted, has more chemicals. The extract is quite thick, but if you've actually got the whole vanilla and the pod, scrape out the vanilla seeds out the middle and use that. Depends on what you've got. Yes, yeah, of course, because it's once again, it's how nature intended us to have it.
Exactly. I hope that's helped Linda in the chat rooms. Well, at least they're all playing an active part, aren't they, asking us questions, which is good. Now, we've covered some of the sweet superfoods. Thank you for that, because I have got a sweet tooth. What about the greens or the savoury ones, the superfoods?
Okay, so number one on my list is kale. Have you heard of kale?
Oh, I have, but it's not big over here. It's bigger in the States, isn't it, kale?
You're not going to the right places.
Probably you need to move to Sydney.
You need to come to Sydney. It's big in Sydney. Yes. Kale is also known as Tuscan cabbage. It can be curly kale or it can be black kale. There's lots of different kales, but it is, once again, a really fantastic food. So it's a dark leafy green, and in some cases it's actually black because it's, the black kale is black. But it's low in calorie, really high in fiber, has no fat. So one cup of kale is only 36 calories. So you might as well eat lots of it. It's not going to make you fat. It's really great for your digestion, helps to eliminate stuff that you don't want, and it's got so many other things going for it. It's high in iron. It's got more iron than beef. So when you're having per calorie, it's actually got more iron than beef. So for vegetarians, kale is fantastic because quite often with vegetarians, they struggle to get enough iron in their diet. So having lots of kale is a good way to do that. It's high in vitamin K. Vitamin K is one of the nutrients people don't really know a lot about, but vitamin K protects us against certain cancers. It's great for our immune system, blood clotting and things like that. So kale's really high in vitamin K. So that's really good for women who are pregnant because they need to make sure they've got lots of vitamin K for when their baby's born. It's really great antioxidants. So antioxidants are protective against cancers. It's a really good anti-inflammatory food, great for the heart. High in vitamin A, so it's really good for your eyesight. Vitamin C, it's good for. And once again, another plant that's high in calcium. So the myth that the only way we can get calcium through milk, that's just
it's
a total
true.
Milk. We can get, and actually a lot of people don't really digest the calcium that's in milk anyway. I'm not a big fan of cow's milk. So, you know, if you can get milk from other ways, you go and get it, you know, have all these other foods because lots of other foods have calcium in them. And kale's great for detoxing. So people that want to detox, kale's good for that. To actually cook kale, it's a big leaf. You just remove the spine out of the middle and you can steam it or add it to stir fries or you can make some chips out of it. And the easy way to make chips is you just chop the kale leaf up into bite-sized pieces, put it onto a baking tray, sprinkle it with some Himalayan salt and olive oil and then bake it at 170 degrees Celsius. I'm not sure what that is, Fahrenheit, for about 10 minutes and they come out nice and crispy. They are to die for, better than potato chips. They are so good.
Well, I'm going to try that. So Himalayan salt, where do we get Himalayan salt from?
Once again, here in Australia, that's quite easy. In the supermarkets, it's a pink salt. So it's a pink colour. It's full of nutrients as well. So as opposed to your commercial salts, your processed salts, which have no nutrient in it, Himalayan salt is full of nutrients. So all the foods I use, you know, there's a lot of commercial stuff out there, but if you go to the natural stuff, they've got all the nutrients that you require. So, Try that.
Well, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try the kale, and I'm going to try the other one that we talked about, the chocolate, and I'm going to try the chias, because I haven't been eating superfoods. I'm a bit naughty. I take my little supplements, you see, but I'm learning, and I'm sure our listeners are learning too, Angela. Now, I've got another one here, quinoa. I hope I've pronounced that right. I've heard that this is a superfood. What actually is quinoa?
Okay, it's quinoa to start with.
Oh, quinoa. Oh, no. Quinoa.
Quinoa is another seed. It's not a grain. Some people think it's a grain. So it's gluten-free. It was used by the Incas and was dubbed the gold of the Incas because it's such high protein that their warriors used to eat it before they went off to war. There's different colours, no big deal about the colours. They all work exactly the same way. You just cook it like rice, absorption method. So exactly the same as cooking rice, and you can replace pasta with quinoa, rice with quinoa sometimes if you like. You can put it into salads. You should actually rinse off the quinoa when you first buy it because there can be a bitter residue. Some brands, they've already done the rinsing. Some they don't. So just give it a really good rinse. Otherwise, you'll get a bitter taste. But once you've rinsed that through, it actually tastes quite nice. It's quite a nutty flavor. You can, as I said, you can make salads out of it. Lots of different things you can do with quinoa. And, you know, it's really high in protein, really good for people who are on gluten-free diets. You want to look for some type of, you know, grainy type of food.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. Now, what about all the beans? Like, you know how we've got kidney beans, lima beans, lentils, all that sort of stuff. Are they superfoods as well?
They're really good foods, but they're not considered superfoods mainly because they don't have all of the essential amino acids in them. So they've got some type of amino acids in it, but they're not complete. And when you are eating the beans, the lentils and all of that, you do need to get a good variety to make sure that you're getting all of the essential amino acids. So definitely eat them, but they're not in the category of what's known as a superfood.
With the superfoods, are all our greens superfoods or only some of the greens superfoods?
No, not all of them. No, because things like your standard iceberg lettuce, that's not really a superfood. It doesn't have that much nutrient in it. So, but your dark leafy greens are very high in all of your B vitamins, particularly your folates, which is B9. So, but they don't always have your calciums and all the other nutrients in it. Generally, they'll be high in Bs. They'll have some C in it. They will have antioxidants in it, and they'll have fiber in it, but they don't always have those other nutrients. So to be classed a superfood, they have a wider range of nutrients in them. But once again, still eat them. Don't say don't eat them just because they're not superfoods. They're still superfoods, just not a superfood.
Yes. Are there any other superfoods that you'd like to briefly tell us about, Angela?
Well, there's a few things. Yeah. Some of the berries are classified as superfoods. So things like goji berries, noni berries, achaia berries, which I believe would probably be quite big over in the States, because that comes from the Amazon. That's known as the purple berries. Camu berries, things like spirulina you mentioned before. All of your algae, your blue-green algae, your phytoplanktons, bee pollens, that's actually a superfood because it's full of the nutrients.
What about seaweed?
Seaweed's great. It's full of iodine and you have some potassiums. The algae is more of a superfood than the seaweed, but seaweeds are still fantastic. But there's lots and lots of different foods, and a lot of these foods you will notice are ancient foods. They're foods that have come from ancient civilizations, and the fact that they've actually continued to survive all through all these hundreds and hundreds of years tells us that there's got to be something within what they give us.
Okay. Is there any others that you would like to share with us? I'll put you on the spot now. What about the grains?
The grains
or the vegetables. When I say vegetables, what about the fruits? Are fruits superfoods?
Well, yes, some of them are, and things like the berry type, the berries tend to be more of the fruits because of their darker colours, because they're higher in antioxidants. And when you're looking for them, you're looking at your darker colours. So the purples and things like beetroots, they're all full of antioxidants. And if you eat the colours of the rainbow every single day, So oranges, purples, reds, greens, yellows, eat all different colours. You know, these days we're getting all these heritage plants. We get purple carrots. My kids love the purple carrots and the yellow carrots. And the carrots aren't just orange. They're not supposed to be orange. They used to be yellow and they used to be purple. And, you know, some of those foods, those heritage foods, which once again come back from a couple of hundred years ago, they're starting to now make a reemergence. And when you include all them in your food, you're getting all the nutrients that you require.
Okay. And what about our meats, Angela? Thank you for sharing that. What about our meats, our fish meats and things like that, salmon, all that sort of meat? Tuna, is that good for us as well?
Look, I am a meat eater. Not everybody eats meat. It just depends. Some people don't prefer not to. I'm a big believer in the blood type diet, and some people's blood type means that meat isn't the best food for them. The problem with fish, fish is fantastic. But unfortunately, yes, it's coming from polluted oceans, and we need to be looking after our oceans. So we have to be very careful about where our fish come from.
Exactly.
Farmed fish is generally fed with a lot of grains. So even your farmed fish, you're always better off with wild caught fish. But we just have to be really careful about where we're getting our fish from. When it comes to your meat, ideally grass-fed, free-range meat as opposed to the grain-fed, lot-fed meat. And that goes for, and the same as your chickens, if they're free range and basically allowed to roam and just eat the way they're supposed to eat rather than being put into these cages and being force fed. So once again, it's about eating our food as close as possible to the way it's meant to come from nature.
Exactly.
The more
Yes.
The more we do that, the healthier we will be because our food is part of us. And
exactly.
We need to be eating this food.
Yeah. Now, what about olive oils? You know, our canola oils, all our different oils. Is there a good oil that we could be using? Because I do a lot of stir fry cooking. What's a good oil that we can be using?
Coconut oil.
coconut oil. Don't rub it on you. Put it in our food. Cook with it.
Doesn't that taste?
Yes. You can taste
coconut.
It.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, a silly question from me, wasn't it? Okay, what about green tea? Green tea as well. That's another one I wanted to ask you about.
Green tea is really good. It's really high in antioxidants. The other one is white leaf tea.
Tell us about that.
White leaf tea? It's just younger than a green leaf tea, and you'll get it these days. It's a lot of the tea shops. Will sell it, and they're a longer tea leaf, so that's a good tea.
Okay, I've got our producer asking: is a double cheeseburger, is that a superfood? Because I guess he likes double cheeseburgers.
I think he knows the answer before I even answer that one.
What about if he puts a bit of kale on top or something?
Yeah, that'll make it so much better for him.
Exactly. But I want to thank you, Angela, for all this great information you've given us about superfoods and how we can include them in our diet. How can our listeners find out a little bit more about what you do? Where can they find you?
Okay, well, my website is www.theambartree, which is theambartree.com.au.
And they can watch it there.
Yeah, and I do a weekly wellness TV called the Amber Tree Wellness TV. And if they want, they can listen to that. That's on YouTube once again under the Amber Tree, or you can sign up for it through my webpage. And every week, I just put out a weekly dose of health and well-being, different things on foods. This at the moment, I'm doing a series on mindset. So I just talk about different things, different questions people ask me, and it's just 5 minutes. If people are interested, they can watch that and they can find out a little bit more about what I do through that as well.
Well, that sounds lovely. Where does amber come from, the AMBAA? Where did you get that word from, the amber tree?
It's Sanskrit for mother goddess.
Oh.
I work with a lot of mums. So that word, when I found out what amber meant, and I do believe a lot of Indians use that to speak for their grandmother. So, it's a term of reverence, but it just means goddess, mother.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I'm certainly going to throw away my tablets, go out and get some of these superfoods, and our listeners too, I hope, and eat healthy. No double cheeseburgers for me. But thank you very much, Angela. You take care, and let's bring
it's
you on the
a
show
pleasure.
Another time. Yeah, come back no on the
worries.
Show another time. Take care.
Love to. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Stay tuned. Bye. Stay tuned. This is Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. When I come back after the commercial break, I'll be taking some of your calls. See you soon.
This is A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients, and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
Looking for something a little more visual? Perhaps you would enjoy A1R Psychic Television at askonetelevision.com. You'll find great psychic video and original programming when you need pictures to set the scene. A1R Psychic Television is on right now. Embed it in your website, profile or blog and enjoy psychic television fully customized for you.
AskOneTelevision.com.
AskOneTelevision.com. A1R. Lifestyle, healing and wellness radio. A breath of fresh air. This is A1R, a product of Positive Peak.
At PositivePeak.com.
Just play the song.
And now, back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here chatting to my guest who was on before, Angela Council, sharing a little bit about superfoods with us all. If you'd like to connect with Angela, the naturopath, pop over to her website at theambertree.com. That's theambertree.com to find out more about her. Remember, a healthy body equals a healthy mind. So thanks, Angela. It was wonderful to learn about the superfoods. If you guys are wanting to connect with me privately on my website, you'll find me there at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 20 minutes or so. Do come through and say hi if you want to have a chat. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer one free question for you all. I guess your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma. Now, keep your calls coming into the station tonight and I'll be taking your call shortly. For those of you in my chat rooms tonight, we've answered a couple of questions. If I have time, I'll get to you. If not, I'll see you after the show tonight. Now, let's take our first caller on the line. We've got Latoya in Michigan first. Hello, how are you? Latoya.
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Did I say your name right, Latoya?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. How can I help you, Latoya? Is there anything you would like to ask me or know about?
I have a question about, my love life. Is it going to improve?
What's your date of birth, Latoya?
Sorry?
Your date of birth?
12/20/77.
20th of December, yes?
Yes.
And you're wanting to know, is your love life going to improve? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a Sagittarian. What's your the person you're thinking about? What's his name?
What's his name? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. That name?
Yes, name's good.
Brian.
Brian? And what's Brian's date of birth?
November 23rd.
November the 23rd. Okay, what I'm picking up with you and Brian, you both got on very, very well in the past. He's a Sagittarian too, two Sagittarians here. I feel the chemistry, communication, it was all there with you two, but at the moment he's kind of going down his path and you're going down your path. What I'm picking up from him is he's got a lot of things going on in his life at the moment. He's not really taking time out for you, LaToya, is he?
No.
No, he's kind of doing his own thing, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It makes it very hard. But I'm feeling with him things will settle down. I'm pretty sure home and family aren't his focus right now. Relationships are not his focus. He's doing stuff for him is what I see. I really think he's got to sit back and relax and have a bit of a time out with you two because he's not putting the effort in at the moment.
Okay.
Are you putting the effort in, LaToya?
I have been, but it's kind of, I don't know, I guess like it was getting kind of tired. I mean, like I was chasing and for no reason, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think he needs to put a little bit more effort in. Why don't you stand back? Don't overdo it with him. Let him put the effort in. If he cares enough for you, and he does care, if he does care enough, he will put the effort in. And that's what I guess you need to see at the moment because that's driving you a little bit crazy.
Right.
I think let him put the effort in because he's standing back. Is he a little bit of a workaholic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. I think he's setting himself up for the future, but he's not really focused, like I say, on family and friends and relationships at the moment. It's all about him at the moment. Be that selfish or not, that's what he's doing. But you'll have a breakthrough, I feel, in the next maybe 4, maybe 5 months is where it settles down because I can feel it's time for a party, a celebration at that time. It's going to mark the occasion. Does he talk about a deeper commitment?
We have.
Good. But nothing has come of it yet.
No.
Okay. That's what I talk about, this party or celebration or something is going to mark the occasion where I feel that you make a deeper commitment. But that's toward the end of the year, LaToya. That's not just now. I don't know if you've got the patience to wait that long, but I think there's going to be plans made for your future. That'll be emerging throughout the second half of this year. That's going to make you quite happy and you'll find a lot of the tension around you does ease at that stage because you're a little bit tense with this at the moment and I don't blame you. You just want to see your other half putting an effort in. And sometimes it's really tricky because it doesn't happen, does it?
Right. No.
Okay. Have you talked to him about this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But that tells me it's not kind of getting anywhere, is it?
No.
No, but I think in the second half of the year, that's where these new doors will open and I think that's where you'll see the change and that's where there's that commitment and that's where I feel there's some sort of celebration here where you deepen your commitment. So in the meantime, I think you're going to get on with your life. You're going to do what's good for you, leave the doors open for possibilities and see what happens with him because you can talk to him till you're blue in the face. I don't know if you'll get anywhere though.
Okay.
I think it's up to you, up to you not to stress with it there because sometimes if we have expectations, we put up with the consequences there. Sometimes it's good not to have expectations, I guess. But things will move quite nicely a little bit further down the track there if you've got that patience to wait, like I say.
Okay.
Hard work sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
you don't sound
is.
Very happy, LaToya. Why?
No, I am. It's actually, that's kind of what I was thinking in the first place is that I need to just, I guess, let go, focus on me for a little bit and let him do whatever it is he's going to do. So,
Yeah, because sometimes you hold him very tightly and sometimes you want things to happen, but it just doesn't happen like that sometimes. Sometimes you've got to get on with your life. And they say if you love something, set it free. If it's meant to be, it comes back. So in other words, you're just releasing that hold you have on him. You're letting him come back into your life, putting the effort in. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to go off with anyone else. That's what I think he's not doing. He's just throwing himself into work at the moment. But you will see the clouds parting. You will see the sun shining through, but that is further down the track, like I've said.
Okay.
It's hard work sometimes, isn't it?
It is. But it'll be worth it.
Pardon?
Okay, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I think it'll be worth it. You have known him from a past life. I don't know if you believe in soulmates, but you have been together in many past lives. He's been around you in several past lives, which is wonderful. And he will be in this life, but he just needs to put a bit of an effort and you'll see that. You can always connect with me, LaToya, at my website at psychicdilemma.com and tell me how it's going with Brian.
Okay. Psychicdilemma.com.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care, LaToya.
You too. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Now we've got our next caller on the line. We've got Daphne next in Atlanta. Hello, Daphne. How are you?
Oh, fine. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for being part of the show. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to know about my son's father.
About your son's father. Okay, what's your date of birth, Daphne?
Mine is 12-17-69.
17th of December. We've got all December people today. December and November. Okay. And what's your son's name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. And what's, see, you're a Sagittarian too. And what's Lawrence's date of birth, your son?
9-19-06.
06, so he's only a little tacker. All right. And you want to know about the father. What's the father's name?
His name is Kweku.
What is it? Kweku?
Uh-huh.
That's a good name. And do you know his date of birth at all?
I think it's April the 9th.
Okay. Yeah. Very weak connection there between you two. In the past, you had a good connection, but for a long time, there's been a lot of distance between you two and Kweku. Are you actually talking to him at the moment, Daphne?
No.
No, that's the distance I pick up. Really is going to be hard because to me, he doesn't seem to take responsibility for his son, Lawrence. The more that you push this or try and make this happen, he is going to be keeping his distance. I don't feel he's that interested in the son at this stage. When your son gets older, when Lawrence grows up a little bit, it could be a different story. But at the moment, what you see is what you get. I didn't feel great changes happen. Have you tried to connect with him or contact him to see the son, or you've let it go?
Yeah, I tried to contact him. No feedback, no callback.
No. No, that's why I'm saying I don't feel he's that interested. He's kind of doing his own thing and you're looking for solutions to this. And the more that you try and make this happen, it's not going to happen. He's standing back. When your son is more grown up in age, that's when I feel he makes contact. I'd be very surprised if he makes contact before because he does not seem to want to do that. He seems to be just quite happy doing his own thing, whether that's selfish or not. When's the last time you've heard from him, Daphne?
It was 2 months ago. He's out of town.
Yeah. And what's he doing out of town?
Well, he said he's doing truck school.
Yeah. He's kind of moving on from the past, Daphne. He's not that interested.
So, would I be getting child support from him?
Well, that's going to be hard because he's not even really talking to you. I think you might have to get a bit of advice there. try and get some advice on that, because you would have to really push that. He's not suddenly just going to volunteer it. It's kind of like he's burying his head in the sand and he doesn't want to know about stuff here. You're wanting to address it and he doesn't. Get some advice, I feel, Daphne, because I feel with him, he will not volunteer his services there. If you get advice, you'll have a lot of wonderful opportunities to seek what you want. If you don't get this advice, I don't feel he and you are going to sort it. It's almost like this love-hate relationship, this stop-start thing. It's not kind of getting anywhere, is it? And that's why you're up in the air a little bit there.
Can you tell me a little bit about him? What is he doing?
Yeah, I think he's moved on. I feel there is someone around him in his life. I don't know if you know that. You probably don't want to know that. But he's kind of let go of the past. He's let go of things that no longer work for him, because your son and yourself is not working for him, and that's why he's moved on. He's looking for a bit of peace. He's looking for a rest. He's looking to move forward in his life. And by shutting the door on his past, he's kind of done that. He seems to have catching up with family around him as well. Seems to be doing a lot of family stuff is what I'm picking up here. Do you have much to do with his family at all?
No.
Yeah.
But he has two sisters and a brother here.
Say it again.
He has two sisters and a brother. They all live in different states.
Yeah. But he seems to be doing family things. There seems to be a lot of catching up, a lot of connecting with family is what I see he's doing. Catching up with siblings is what I'm picking up here. But with him, it's kind of like he's saying goodbye to you and the little one here at the moment. Doesn't want to be found, doesn't want to be involved in anything, doesn't want to do anything about it. Whether that's selfish or not, that's him doing his own thing. So if you're wanting to get some compensation or child support or something out of him, I really think that you might have
to push it
through. Pardon?
We already went to court. I said we already went to court, and now he's supposed to get a job and pay me child support.
Yeah, but you might have to get some sort of advice from someone else for that. He's not just going to volunteer that service. Because I know that you worry about finances. Your finances do improve too, finances around you. I can feel that you can attract more money. You can earn money coming to you here. But with him, he's not going to volunteer that. That's the hardest thing, isn't it, when you're chasing it and he's not volunteering it.
Do you see a new love interest coming my way?
Yes, I do see a new love interest coming your way. But I'll leave that for another time because we've only got 3 minutes left in the show. You can always connect with me, Daphne, at my website at psychicdilemma.com, and I can certainly tell you about the new one that's coming in. He's not too far away, by the way, Daphne. So look out for him, someone that you don't know, someone totally new. He'll be excellent for you.
You know an initial?
Don't hear initials, but I can tell you all about him. I have to go because my producer is winding me up here. But you take care, Daphne. Look after yourself and get ready for changes in your life. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Daphne. Bye-bye. Daphne's gone and we've come to the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening in to me, Psychic Dilemma, on the Ask One Radio Network. Lovely of you all to call into the show. And thank you to everyone in my chat rooms being part of the show. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. But after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 20 minutes or so. And if you're mentioning A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer that one free question. I hope you all enjoyed the show on superfoods. My guest I had on earlier, the naturopath, Angela Council, sharing a little bit about those superfoods. To connect with Angela, do pop over to her website at theambertree.com.au. That's Amber, A-M-B-A-A, theambertree.com.au. Find out more about her there. Remember, a healthy, happy body equals a healthy mind. Big thank yous to Dave and Connie here for looking after all the A1R radio hosts. We love the work you do. Quick reminder after the show, guys, in about 5 minutes' time, come through the chat rooms. And that's where I'll be. If you want to pop over to my website at psychicdilemma.com, you'll see I've got a psychic newsletter there that you can all subscribe to. All you have to do is sign up for the newsletters and they'll be sent out to you weekly. Also, on my site are the latest radio shows where you can hear replays of tonight's show and past radio shows. If you're a Facebook fan, you can also find me there at psychicdilemma.com. You'll catch me here every Wednesday evening in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia on a Thursday. Now, thanks, guys. I'll leave the show with a quote tonight. Prepare your mind to receive the best that life has to offer. Thanks for calling in to Psychic Dilemma. Take care. See you guys next week.